Between the Lines by X Jane, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Tweet at Niccolo di Genova, Friday, April 9th, 2348. Thanks to the entire cast and crew to make the opening night of Othello a success. Replies 3, likes 23, retweets 0. Tweet Al Tayyib, Friday, April 9th, 2357. Opening night was great. What a pleasure to act alongside at Granny Smith as the beautiful Desdemona. And of course, all the other people involved, too many to mention. Backstage pick later, eyeballs. Here's to an amazing run. Hashtag beware the green-eyed monster. Hashtag Othello. Hashtag Orion. Hashtag the bard. Replies, 4,983. Likes, 531,664. Retweets, 426. The Times Culture Section, Saturday, April 10th. All in all, there was much to love about this production of Othello, but there was just as much we didn't appreciate. We are all for new and creative interpretations of the bard's text, but somehow the plot seemed to fall a bit flat when it looked like Iago was more jealous of Desdemona than he was of Othello. The scenes where the general and his standard bearer shared the stage sparked, and the lead actors, Mr. Alcazani as Othello and Mr. Di Genova as Iago, certainly did their best, but frankly, we expected more. Mr. Alcazani didn't have any chemistry with Miss Smith as Desdemona, and whereas we always thought Othello was supposed to burst out in jealous rage when presented with his wife's handkerchief by the treacherous Iago, it looked more like he would cherish this piece of fabric given to him by his dearest friend forever as he clutched it to his lips. Iago, for his part, seemed to want to kiss Othello more than he wanted to bring about his downfall. It is entirely out of the scope of this review, but we wouldn't be surprised if a press release follows soon, announcing the two best stage actors of right now get along a little better than we assumed behind the scenes. And while that might be some source of happiness for them, we would appreciate it if they would keep their personal feelings off the stage. After all, isn't that what acting is about? 2 out of 5 stars. Morning Herald Weekend Supplement, Saturday, April 10th. I, for one, really enjoyed the barely hidden sexual tension between Di Genova and Alcazani in Friday's opening night of Othello at the Orion. I was really rooting for them to forget all about simpering Desdemona. A strong performance by Smith, who was nevertheless overclassed by both her male leads, and just run off together and bang each other's brains out, but alas, it wasn't to be. The director kept strictly to the way the play was written 500 years ago, and as such, nobody ended up happy. The best moment came after the final curtain fell, and Di Genova and Alcazani took a bow together holding hands. Next time, gentlemen, do us all a favor and just kiss each other already. I give this production a solid A-, because who doesn't like to watch two handsome men being obviously in lust and trying very hard to hide it? Wavelength Blog, Saturday, April 10th. Hello, little fishies. Did anyone attend yesterday's opening night of Othello? I bet you wish you were there. If you weren't the two hottest, in all senses of the word, actors of the moment on stage together, no wonder everyone who's anyone was present at the Orion. In case you were wondering why exactly it is the first time hotties Nikki Di Genova and Joe Alcazani are sharing the spotlight, a little fishy told me that it's because it's the first time since anyone in the business can remember that they didn't actually show up to audition for the same role. No wonder the casting director jumped at the chance. From what I also hear, the play was perfectly adequate. Nothing remarkable about it, moderately good acting, pleasant costumes, unassuming light and sound, but the theater shouldn't fear. The draw of both the male main should be enough to ensure a full house for most shows. Did you notice, however, that even though Nikki Di Genova resurrected his nearly dead Twitter account to mark the joyous occasion, he didn't name anyone involved, not even his wildly popular co-star? Same for Alakazani, who added insult to injury by omitting all mention of DeGeneva, but instead shouting out Anna Smith in his tweet, and by pointedly not engaging with DeGeneva's. It wasn't hard to check, what with DeGeneva's Twitter interactions being as meager as they are. Your devoted Quill cannot help but wonder at this, little fishies of me, because I have heard from a reputable source that our two beloved hunks gave very different signals during rehearsals. It appears that when Niccolò DeGeneva highlighted his own pants during the first script reading, seemingly flustered whenever a scene between Iago and Othello came up. Not that he can be blamed, surely. Have you guys seen the dressing room pictures Alakazani tweeted somewhere in the ungodly hours of this morning? I don't completely understand why it was necessary for him to powder his torso, considering he doesn't show shirtless on stage, but by God, if I wasn't a lesbian, I'd be wishing to be that bronzing brush. DeGeneva has not been as forthcoming, but the official production photos will make their way onto many a Tumblr dash, I'd imagine. The man is made for Renaissance costumes, all thick thighs and tights, cinched belts accentuating that waist, and white blouses barely seem to contain those shoulders. It is entirely possible Joe Alakazani hadn't slept well, but I'm thinking there is another reason altogether for his temporary lapse of memory, skipping over at least a full page of lines, or so yours truly was told, when Iago entered the stage during dress rehearsal. What to make of this all? I admit I do not know, yet. But nothing remains hidden long for your intrepid reporter. I shall be back soon, little fishes, with more juicy tidbits. In the meantime, maybe we could start thinking about a ship name. I confess that on that subject also I'm a bit stumped. Usolo? Nikif? Leave your suggestions in the comments. Much love. Q. Text messages Sunday, April 11th. Booker, 10:35. Bro, when were you going to tell me you were getting some serious D? Joe, 10:47. What the actual fuck are you talking about? You're a week late for April Fool's pranks, dude. Booker, 10:18. Haven't read the reviews yet, I assume. Wavelength? Joe, 10:51. You know better than to believe everything you read online. Booker, 10:53. So you're not fucking the hottest actor of the moment. Joe, 10:54. Fuck you, I am the hottest actor of the moment. Booker, 10:56. You're cute and all, but not sure you can hold a candle to those eyes on DeGeneva, bro, or that ass. Joe, 10:59. I said, fuck you, Book. DeGeneva is a dick. Booker, 11 o'clock. Question is, are you getting dick from the dick? Joe, 11:24. Fuck you. Stage Arts Magazine, interview with Niccolò DeGeneva, excerpt, Saturday, April 24th. So let's talk about your current projects then. DeGeneva, ah, certo, certo. As you know, I am playing Iago in the Orion's production of Othello until the end of June. It's very rewarding to play such an iconic role in such a classic play. And the preparations for next season are in full swing, obviously. I can already tell you that... One moment. We can come back to next season later. You say you're enjoying Othello? DeGeneva. Well, who wouldn't enjoy it? It's such a timeless play. I have the utmost respect for the classics. I understand that some people wonder about their use in modern days, but I disagree. They are full of emotion and situations all of us can relate to. They have withstood the times for a reason, I always like to think. So it's very pleasant to be involved in a traditional production of one of the most popular Shakespearean plays. And the rest of the cast? It is your first time acting with some of them, isn't it? DeGeneva, it is. Miss Smith is very talented, though, even at her young age. But after her excellent performance in The House of Bernarda Alba, it doesn't come as a surprise, of course. I've always thought Martricio one of the most interesting roles there are, and Miss Smith puts so much understated feeling in it. A great actress in the making, surely. And then there are quite a few new faces involved in the production, too, of course. So great to see some of the new generation getting into theater. I know a lot of young people are more interested in screen acting nowadays, but I hope they'll stick with the stage. I'm trying to be a mentor as much as I can to them. And what about Mr. Alcazani? Isn't it strange that with careers spanning more than a decade, the two of you have never actually played together? DeGeneva, well, technically that is not completely correct. We did, in fact, at one point, but I suppose it is of no interest. It is, naturally, extremely interesting to act alongside one of the most acclaimed actors of the moment. There are rumors that, DeGeneva, rumors do not concern me, I am sure. Mr. Alcazani has never made a secret about his sexuality. DeGeneva, I'm afraid I cannot comment on that. You've always kept your private life very private. DeGeneva, I believe that's why it is called a private life. Are you involved with someone at the moment, Signora DeGeneva? DeGeneva, so, with regards to my plans for next season, I believe I can share that I will play one of the main roles in a rather popular musical. It will be a new and refreshing challenge at this point in my career, and I am looking forward to it very much. Press release. Booker LaLivre, on behalf of Yusuf Alcazani. Wednesday, May 5th. We are pleased to announce that Mr. Yusuf Alcazani will be sponsoring a summer theater camp for LGBTQ+ children in July. Mr. Alcazani believes that theater should be a safe space where there is no room for hatred, bigotry, or discrimination. He will be available for a masterclass at the end of the week-long course, which will be free for children from marginalized backgrounds. Questions can be directed to Mr. LaLivre at LaLivre Agency. Email, Monday, July 5th, 0917. Good morning, Nicolo. I hope you're well. Attached is the final script, the sheet music, and the rehearsal schedule for Phantom of the Opera. I've checked the schedule, and I do not believe anything requires your immediate attention. Rehearsals start at the end of the month. You will not be required to attend all of them, though. I have updated your calendar. Please let me know if anything is amiss. Sincerely, Niall. Attachments. Phantom of the Opera. Phantom of the Opera score. Rehearsal schedule, Phantom, version 4, dated July 1st. Text message, Thursday, July 8th. Booker, 1346. Joe, I know you're busy preparing for the camp. Just wanted to let you know the schedule for Phantom is in your inbox. And you did know DeGeneva is involved too, right? Tweet, Al Taib, Friday, July 16th, 1947. Yes! Theater camp was fantastic! Not because of me, but because of the 74 enormously talented kids I had the privilege and pleasure to meet and teach, or, well, maybe they taught me. Already planning a repeat next year. More kids, more classes. Replies, 5,698. Likes, 789,657. Retweets, 756. Rainbow E-Zine, interview with Yusuf Alcazani, excerpt, Monday, July 24th. Rainbow, Mr. Alcazani, you've just concluded a week-long theater summer camp for queer kids. Is it important for you to get involved in this type of activity? Mr. Alcazani, yes, extremely important. I've known I was gay since a very young age, and though the theater itself was welcoming, it was also considered the cliche hobby for a gay kid, as opposed to the more traditional hobbies for boys, like soccer. And even so, there are still young people afraid to be themselves, and I want to do whatever I can to make sure nobody has to hide their true identities, except on the stage, of course. Rainbow, have you encountered a lot of discrimination yourself? Mr. Alcazani, fortunately, not so much. There have been a few occasions, of course, but I am one of the lucky ones. But I've seen others hide that part of themselves away. and I admit it frustrates me to no end. If we cannot speak up about who we are, nothing will change. If successful artists will not come out and be open about who they are, then we are teaching our kids it is something shameful they should hide away. This is detrimental to the mental well-being of the children, and the people perpetuating this kind of thought should be really, really ashamed of themselves. Rainbow, you are very vocal about this. Mr. Alkazani, yes, I suppose I am. Sorry about that. Rainbow, there was a lot of talk recently about you and your co-star, Niccolo Di Genova. It seems lots of people thought you were rather more personally involved. Mr. Alkazani, yes, well, I can deny that. Rainbow, there was even a ship name coined, I believe, Casanova, a clever play on your names, and hinting to one of the greatest lovers in history. Mr. Alkazani, people should go see a production of Congdon's Casanova. I believe his life ended rather miserably, did it not? Rainbow, so no hot man waiting in the wings, Mr. Alkazani? Mr. Alkazani, no. No, not at the moment, but I'm happy on my own. Rainbow, I'm sure there are many, many candidates among our readers if you're looking, especially after that promo poster for Private Lives, which had you nearly naked on a balcony. Mr. Alkazani, yeah, that was something else, wasn't it? Anyway, I'm flattered by the interest of your readers, but I'm respectfully going to decline. Like I said, happily single. Press release. Niall Friedman, on behalf of Niccolo Di Genova, Sunday, August 1st. It is with deep grief that the Di Genova family announces the passing of Maria Di Genova, born Ricci, at the age of 73. Mr. Di Genova will take some time off to travel back to Italy. This will not impede on any of his engagements for the next season. The family has requested privacy in these times of mourning. Email, Monday, August 2nd, 10:22. Dear Mr. Di Genova, on behalf of Mr. Alkazani, I offer my deepest condolences with your loss. Sincerely, Sebastian Lelivre. Email, Monday, August 2nd, 13:38. Dear Mr. Lelivre, Mr. Di Genova thanks you for your letter of sympathy in his time of bereavement. Your support is greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Niall Freeman for Niccolo Di Genova. Email, Thursday, August 5th, 21:21. Hi, Nikki. I'm so sorry for your loss. I know how much your mother meant to you. I can't even fathom how I would feel if I lost my mom, or my dad, or any of my siblings, even Kareem. And you know Kareem is my least favorite. You must be so lonely. Call me if you need a friendly voice. I promise it'll be friendly. Joe. Email, Friday, August 6, 09:36. Dear Mr. Alkazani, Mr. Di Genova thanks you for your letter of sympathy in his time of bereavement. Your support is greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Niall Freeman for Niccolo Di Genova. Text messages, Friday, August 6. Joe, 14:23. That fucking bastard. Booker, 14:27. I'm going to need a bit more context here, Joe. Joe, 14:27. Di Genova, sent him a friendly mail to offer my condolences. You think he replies? Got some stupidly phrased mass mail from his stupid secretary. See if I'm ever kind to him again. Booker, 14:28. He's literally burying his mom, Joe. He probably doesn't have the time to answer his email at the moment. Also, Miss Freeman didn't come across as stupid to me. It was a perfectly reasonable reply. I'd have written something similar if you were in that situation. Also, why on earth did you email Di Genova? Joe, 14:31. It'd be rude not to offer my condolences. We're literally in two plays together later this year. Booker, 14:32. Which is why I did it on your behalf. As you pay me for. Joe, 14:33. Yeah, well, I wanted to do something personal, I guess, play nice, and see where that got me. Doesn't even seem to think I'm worthy of the same consideration, prick. Booker, 1436. Jesus, Joe, let it go. The man is mourning his mother. You can cut him some slack for once. The way you're acting, you'd think he killed your mother.
Joe, 1444. Okay, you're right. That was harsh.
Booker, 1444. At least you've got me convinced you're not sucking his dick.
Joe, 1445. Fuck off, Book. And figure out how we're going to fit a new rehearsal schedule for Phantom into my planning.
Tweet. At Niccolo di Genova, Wednesday, August 11th, 1522. A picture of an old snapshot showing a woman with long dark hair in a sundress holding a baby.
Mi manchi, mamma.
Replies 12. Likes 4. Retweets 0. Email, Monday, August 16th, 2216.
Ciao, Joe. Thank you for your email. I apologize for not replying sooner. I deeply appreciate your kind gesture. I do indeed feel very lonely. Maybe if things had gone differently, you would have been able to meet my mother one day. Maybe it would have been easier if I could talk about her with someone. With you, maybe. My gratitude for your offer. Your voice is always friendly, I think. I will see you soon when we pick up rehearsals. Isn't it strange how we are suddenly acting together again? Forgive me if this email is not very coherent. I needed some extra liquid courage to write it, and I fear I may have overdone it. Sincerely, Nikki.
Tweet. At Niccolo di Genova, Thursday, September 23rd, 1536.
Opening night of Cyrano tomorrow. Great to be back on stage. Lovely to be working with At Celia Jones and At Al Taib.
Replies 44, likes 896, retweets 57. Text messages Thursday, September 23rd. Booker, 1548.
So, De Genova thinks it's lovely to be working with you.
Joe, 1549.
When hell freezes over, he might.
Booker, 1551.
That's not what his Twitter says, though.
Joe, 1552.
What?
Joe, 1603.
He's probably paying his secretary to tweet for him. The man is a Luddite.
Booker, 1605. A Luddite who loves working with you. The Times Culture Section, Saturday, September 25th.
The setting, the modernized language, the simple yet eye-catching decor, that mirror wall being built up on stage by the actors was a stroke of genius. The whimsical costumes, the delightful dance act representing the army camp, all of these were worthy of praise. It is a shame, therefore, that the production was let down in such huge part by the acting. Not a bad word about Ms. Jones, who portrayed the despair and longing of Roxanne admirably, but some big names in the cast dropped the ball big time. Mr. De Genova certainly has the nose to be playing Cyrano, but that seems to be the only reason he got offered this role in the first place. Maybe nobody explained the plot to Mr. De Genova, since he seemed to be burning up from love and desire. Only not for the alluring Roxanne, but rather for her would-be suitor, Christian, a role for Mr. Alcazani. Mr. Alcazani himself seemed to be begging more for Cyrano's attention than for his words to woo Roxanne with. If you can manage to see through these abysmal performances, the play might be worth 4 stars, but unfortunately, we cannot give this show anything more than the meager 2.5 stars out of 5. Morning Herald Weekend Supplement, Saturday, September 5th. Finally, 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 somebody had the balls to put the homoerotic subtext in de Rosignol's play about Cyrano de Bergerac front and center. Because let's be honest for a moment. Two grown men, feigning to be in love with the same woman, whispering sweet nothings and ardent declarations of love or lust to each other, under the guise that one is helping the other win the girl. It all sounds pretty contrived to yours truly, and it makes for a much more interesting interpretation to assume these two men are head over heels with each other and use poor Roxanne as a beard. Yusuf Alkhizani and Niccolo De Genova certainly went the extra mile to play this new and exciting way of reading, with many a lovelorn gaze across the stage and hesitating tender touches galore. We would have loved both men to give in to their obvious desires and steal a kiss at some point, but the unresolved tensions certainly worked too. Well worth the ticket price. Cyrano will run until the end of next month in the City Theater. Email, Saturday, September 25th, 1219. Dear Mr. Lelievre, my name is Niall Freeman and I work for Niccolo De Genova. I'm sure you've noted the recent interest in our clients, particularly where their relationship is involved. I think it would be in both our clients' interest to capitalize on this. I know they are not exactly friends, but a joint interview might be very good for their brand. Let me know your thoughts. Sincerely, Niall Freeman. Tweet at Al Tayyib, Sunday, September 26, 1019. Hashtag Cyrano. Amazing opening night. Such a great audience. Kiss. Shout out to everyone involved, especially the lovely Roxanne at Celia Jones, Purple Heart, and the titular character at Niccolo De Genova, Nose. Time to celebrate. Replies, 6,578. Likes, 896,578. Retweets, 9,462. Text messages, Sunday, September 26th. Joe, 1024. There, I name-checked De Genova and his biggest asset. Booker, 1027. You know, on my phone, I couldn't really tell what that emoji was supposed to be. Did you just say De Genova's dick is his biggest asset? Joe, 1027. His nose. Fuck you. The play is Cyrano, you asshole. Clearly it's his nose. Joe, 1032. Should I edit that tweet? Email, Monday, September 27th, 1031. Dear Miss Freeman, please call me Booker. Mr. Lelievre makes me feel like I should behave like an adult. I agree completely with your proposal. I'm not sure I can convince Joe, however. He can barely be civil to your client. I'm sorry I can't be of more help. Sincerely, Booker. Email, Monday, September 27th, 1444. Dear Booker, in that case, call me Niall, please. Miss Freeman sounds like it came straight from a Victorian novel. I think we will be able to plant some seeds in their heads, do you not? Make them think it's their idea, maybe? You don't strike me as a man who gives up that easily. Sincerely, Niall. Wavelength Blog, Thursday, September 30th. Hello, hungry fishes. So you've come to my little corner of the internet to be fed, and do I have food for you? Someone. And if you know who, please let me know their address so I can send the biggest box of chocolates I can find. Took a picture of one Nicky De Genova during his grocery run. And let me tell you, it was nothing short of amazing. Not Nicky's fluffy hair or his grandpa cardigan, no. For once, all eyes were not on Nicky's ass. We all know by now his favorite pair of baggy jeans that have been washed a few times too often do exactly nothing for him anyway. But on his bag, the shoulder strap of his bag, to be precise. Now hold your horses. Nicky De Genova was not spotted with the newest It bag, as one other popular actor, Joe Alcazani, recently. It was just some old, unassuming leather shoulder bag, which Nicky probably has used since high school. But, little fishes, on the strap was a rainbow pride pin. Say it with me now. Nicky De Genova was spotted sporting a rainbow pride pin. Either his very openly and outspoken gay co-star, you know, the one with the fashionable bags, has been making an impact on Nicky De Genova, or Nicky De Genova is gay, in which case I'm sure I will not be alone in wishing that his co-star is, well, making an impact on him. Casanova lives, my fishes. Your ever devoted Q. Spotlight, October issue, Monday, October 4th. This winter's production of Phantom of the Opera can boast some big names. Jolene Miller, Yusuf Alkhizani, and Nicola De Genova will be portraying Christina, Raoul, and the Phantom, respectively. We had the chance to talk briefly to the three of them. De Genova has missed some rehearsal time over the summer when he unexpectedly was called back to Italy after the passing of his mother. Fortunately for all his fans, it was early enough in the process to keep him on board in the project. He has reportedly made up for the missed time in September. When asked, he said he was very much looking forward to his first musical. He stated he felt very at ease with the rest of the cast and crew. Both Yusuf and Jolene are absolutely dedicated to their craft, according to De Genova. We have worked very hard, but we also had fun during the process. Yusuf can be very funny when he wants to. Shame I so rarely want to, Al-Khizani quipped, which made both others laugh. Al-Khizani, who has also never acted in a musical before, agreed with De Genova on the whole. It's an honor to be considered for such an iconic role. With such admirable co-stars, he said, Jolene has, of course, been a huge help for Nicolo and I, and I think the audience will be pleasantly surprised when they discover Nicolo's talent for singing. Miller, why the only one of the three with previous experience in musical theater, seemed a bit starstruck by her colleagues. She did, however, compliment both men on their progress and stated she was very proud to be on stage next to them. Yusuf and Nicolo are two of the best actors ever, and they can light up any stage by their mere presence, she declared. Their chemistry is truly remarkable. Phantom of the Opera premieres on November 26th at the Mirage. Tweet at Al Tayeb, Tuesday, October 5th, 8:27. Let the dream begin. Let your darker side give in to the power of the music of the night. So ready for hashtag Phantom Opera. Such an honor to be part of it. Amazing cast, too. At Nicolo De Genova, at The Real Jolene. Can't wait for opening night. Did you know Nicolo could sing? Hashtag Mirage. Replies, 11,265. Likes, 921,155. Retweets, 12,368. Wow Weekly interview with Nicolo De Genova, excerpt, Thursday, October 14th. For the first time since you've been active on social media, you posted a personal picture recently. It showed you and your late mother. Was she important to you? Sì, molto importante. My mother had me rather late. She was 43 by the time I was born. My father, who was quite a bit older than she, died when I was 2. So it's always just been her and I. She was very strict, very set in her ways. She didn't have the easiest life. She and my father had been hoping to have lots of children when they got married, almost 20 years before my birth, but it wasn't to be. They tried everything, medical treatments, you name it. They had basically given up. But then my mother undertook a pilgrimage to Lourdes. My parents were very Catholic. My mother used to call me Miracolino, her little miracle. It wasn't easy for her when I came abroad to pursue acting. She had wanted another path for me. We stayed close, we called often, but still, I used to send her letters with all the programs for the plays I was in, newspaper clippings and the like. When I went back after, she had kept them all, organized neatly in folders and albums. It will always be one of the biggest regrets of my life that I wasn't there when she passed. What other big regrets do you have? The biggest one might be that I wasn't brave enough to hold on to happiness, I suppose, when I was very young. To happiness? Yes. Or to someone who I believe would have made me happy, I should maybe say. Someone you were involved with romantically? It was a long time ago. Then can you tell us a bit more? It hardly matters anymore. My mother taught me that there's no use crying over spilt milk. Did she ever remarry? No. She used to tell me that De Genovas love only one person in their life. Maybe we should talk about the play. Text messages Sunday, October 17th. Joe, 1333. Have you read WoW? That vulture. Booker, 1357. What did Geneva do this time? I thought it was a nice interview. He doesn't even mention you. Joe, 1358. What? No, not Niccolo. That blood-sucking reporter. Everybody knows Niccolo hates to talk about his personal life. That idiot hit him when he was clearly emotional about his mother and his judgment was clouded. Booker, 1406. Careful, Joe. I might think you actually like the guy. Email. Monday, October 18, 1354. Dear Niccolo, I've read the interview and wow. All in all, it wasn't too bad. You came across as a man who loved his family dearly. I did, of course, send them a letter to complain that the line of questioning was not what we agreed on beforehand. Let me know if you want me to hold off any requests from them for the foreseeable future. By the way, have you thought some more about that joint interview I proposed? Mr. Alchisani's agent assures me he's keen. Sincerely, Niall. Tweet at Q, Monday, October 18th, 1827. Fishes. For fear of coming across like I have a one-track mind, but who else immediately thought of Joe Alchisani when reading that interview with Nikki DeGenova in WoW? Blog coming soon. Hashtag wavelength blog. Hashtag Casanova. Replies, 51,267. Likes, 310,206. Retweets, 29,447. Email. Wednesday, October 20th, 1937. Hi, Nikki. Read the interview and wow. I'm sure you didn't mean to say all that. I suppose the journalists wouldn't let go. I'm refusing all requests from them. Joe. Email. Wednesday, October 20th, 2014. Ciao, Joe. I am sorry. I should have watched my words better. Do you want me to issue some sort of statement? Sincerely, Nikki. Email, Wednesday, October 20th, 2035. What? What do you mean by statement? Never mind. Want to have a coffee after rehearsal Tuesday? Joe. Wavelength blog, Friday, October 29th. Greetings, fishes. Really, sometimes the life of your fearless reporter is easy. Point of evidence number one. Jolene Miller calling the chemistry between one Nikki Geneva and one Joe Alchisani truly remarkable. Point of evidence number two, that interview in WoW, where one Nikki DeGeneva basically admits he's let the big love of his life slip away. Point of evidence number three, one Nikki DeGeneva's Twitter account, which started following one Joe Alchisani last Wednesday. Point of evidence number four, the sketches that same Joe Alchisani posted on his Twitter account on Thursday, only one day after Nikki DeGeneva followed him, of two hands intertwined, one large and pale, one tan and elegant. I do not have to spell it out to you, do I? There's only one reasonable explanation for this, right? If there is another one, please do not tell me. Love, Q. Email. Tuesday, November 2nd, 1126. Hi, Niall. How's it going? I think Joe's warming up to it, the interview and Nikki. Book. P.S. Want to discuss the logistics some more over dinner, say Thursday at 8? Pierre's? Tweet. At Al Tayyib, Monday, November 15th, 1621. Guys, while I love all the mentions, I just wanted to say that I'm not dating anyone at the moment, and definitely not someone I'm working with. You'll be the first to know if I do meet someone. Speaking of, where are all the hot guys nowadays? Should I cave and get Grindr? Screenshot of a Grindr profile called Joe Casani. Replies, 11,268. Likes, 976,851. Retweets, 25,614. Email, Thursday, November 16th, 1748. Joe, Grindr has been calling me all day. They want to discuss a sponsorship. They're bandying about truly insane figures. BTW, since you felt so sorry about that interview with DeGeneva the other day, how about a joint interview? There's a million requests at the moment with Phantom coming up soon. You can save him from being his awkward self. Yeah, yeah, I know. You hate the guy's guts, or something. You're an actor. Surely you can pretend for an hour. Book. Tweet at Q, Friday, November 17th, 2016. Well, my precious fishes, seems Grindr is down. Too many people trying to register after at Altaib's tantalizing tweet yesterday. But don't worry, hashtag Casanova shippers. My next blog will reveal all. Hashtag wavelength blog. Replies 54,789. Likes 334,385. Retweets 37,201. Tweet at Nicola De Genova, Monday, November 22nd, 10:45. Dress rehearsals for hashtag Phantom Opera have started. Why does at Al Tayyib always get the better costumes? A picture of himself dressed in a stark black suit with a starched high-collared shirt, a cape, and a mask covering half of his face, and Yusuf Al-Kazani in loose trousers and a white blouse leaving half his chest exposed. Replies, 5,022. Likes, 12,684. Retweets, 306. Wavelength blog, Tuesday, November 23rd. Fishes of mine, I knew it. Nikki De Genova and Joe Al-Kazani taking dressing room selfies together. This means they are in the same dressing room, getting dressed, i.e., in a certain state of undress. Please bear with me while I try to let that sink in fully. I had started to do some deep investigative journalism into the Grindr profile of Joe Kazani, my little fishes. I even made one of my own. Never mind, I am a happily married lesbian. My devotion to find out the truth is stronger than my marital vows. Kidding, honey. And I was just discovering that the profile of Joe Kazani has only one picture, no bio, and most crucially, no activity that I could find after the initial registration. Methinks our friend is leaving one massive red herring, fishes. And I'm not against herring, red or otherwise, but they better stay out of my preferred ships. Meanwhile, my sources tell me that Joe and Nikki have been running lines in the back of the theater. Now I know Nikki's rehearsals were disturbed by family business over summer, but nobody can convince me that two of the highest esteemed professionals in showbiz need to run lines a week before the premiere, and definitely not in the back of the theater. How do they even read their script in the dark, huh? Yours truly, Q, needing a long hot bath after spending too much time on a dating app for men. Text messages, Tuesday, November 23rd, Booker, 14:18. Hi, gorgeous. Wavelength doing us a solid. Confirmation to send sent. All good on your side? Niall, 1523. Confirm send for Nikki, too. If you know who Q is, let me know. I want to thank them in person. Are you coming over tonight? Booker, 1524. Try and stop me. The Times Culture Section. Saturday, November 27th. The Phantom of the Opera might be one of the most beloved musicals with the general audience, but the current version showing at the Mirage seems to have missed the ball. Mr. De Genova is simply phenomenal as the Phantom, foreboding and larger than life. His musical prowess was hitherto unknown to the general public, but it is a pleasure to add singing to his sheer endless list of talents. Ms. Miller in the role of Christine is a delight as always. However, it seems that the casting director was struck with insanity when offering the role of Raoul to Mr. Al-Kazani. The beautiful love song, All I Ask of You, was a disaster, and it's fair to say Mr. Al-Kazani acted beautifully, but he should be kept away from any singing roles from now on. It cannot be denied, however, that Mr. Al-Kazani and Mr. De Genova seem to feed off each other. The scenes they share are driven and passionate. Ms. Miller often looks like a mere addition to the plot, even though both men are supposed to be vying for her hand. This publication does not like to dwell on hearsay and rumors, but we must say the lingering looks between Mr. DeGeneva and Mr. Alcazani during the grand finale add to the plausibility of the two most famous theater actors of the moment to be involved in a more private and intimate way, too. Unfortunately, it did distract a lot from the emotional farewell of Christine to the Phantom, and as such we cannot give this production anything more than 3.5 stars out of 5. Morning Herald Weekend Supplement, Saturday, November 27th. We can only ask every reader to send flowers to the casting director of the most recent production at the Mirage. Yes, fair is fair. Alcazani is not the best singer, and he struggles to hold his own in the star-studded cast. But we are willing to overlook it if it means we get front-row seats to DeGeneva and Alcazani falling in love. While you're at it, the choreographer likely deserves our gratitude, too, for having the two men bodily shove each other away from Christine, a surprising Miller, every chance they get. Alcazani clinging to DeGeneva's biceps, DeGeneva's masked face inches away from Alcazani's. Was it just us, or did the orchestra have to slow down occasionally to make up for the actors being a beat or two too late in letting go? Either way, even Miller seems to ship both her lovers together, literally wandering into the background to give her co-stars their deserved time in the spotlights. Who do we have to bribe to see Alcazani and DeGeneva star in Schindler's La Ronde next? Or if that's too hard, we'll settle for some Achilles, too. Just give these two a chance to kiss already. In the meantime, excuse me, while I fantasize about DeGeneva's lush lips getting lost in Alcazani's beard, I encourage everyone to go see The Phantom of the Opera, and dare you not to get the same ideas. Email, November 29th, 9:07. Hi, Nicolo. I did indeed read the reviews. I think it would be better to ignore them. The praise for your acting and unexpected singing talent stands, and the gossip mill will only turn harder if you feed into it. In the case you are determined to issue a statement, a draft press release is attached. Best regards, Niall. Attachment, draft press release. Press release, Niall Freeman on behalf of Nicolo DeGeneva, Wednesday, December 1st. Mr. DeGeneva thanks everybody for the positive reception of Phantom of the Opera. He would like to thank the cast and crew for their contribution to the success and the theater for the opportunity they offered him to be part of this iconic musical. At the same time, Mr. DeGeneva wants to categorically deny all rumors regarding his personal life. Mr. DeGeneva is not at present dating anyone, nor is he interested in changing that. Mr. DeGeneva and Mr. Alcazani are colleagues who hold each other in the highest esteem, nothing more. Email, Thursday, December 2nd, 1547. Nikki, I'm sorry about the son. I had Booker try to get them to cut that part of the interview, but they refused. I shouldn't have mentioned we worked together before. Me and my big mouth. Just sorry, Joe. Email, Thursday, December 2nd, 1723. Ciao, Joe. Thanks for your email. Of course they refused. It would not be in their best interest to keep quiet about such a scoop. I didn't even bother asking Ms. Freeman to attempt to have it stricken. I do appreciate your concern, though, but it was me who said it. You are in no way to blame. Sincerely, Nikki. The Sun, joint interview. Yusuf Alcazani and Nicolo DeGeneva, excerpt, Friday, December 3rd. You've been working together a lot over the past year. Othello, Cyrano, Phantom. Is this a deliberate choice on your part? Alcazani. No, it's really not. DeGeneva. We just happened to go to the same auditions, it seems. Alcazani. You'd probably not have auditioned for Othello if you knew I was going to be involved, would you, Nikki? DeGeneva. No, but you know why. I'm glad I went anyway. Alcazani. Me too. Smiles at DeGeneva. So how was it to finally work together for Othello? It must have been strange. The two of you have been compared so often over your career, and then to finally act alongside each other, didn't it feel bizarre? Alcazani. Oh, that wasn't our first time acting together, though. DeGeneva. Joe. Alcazani. What? Oh. Oh, well. It wasn't. I did my research for this interview, and I was very thorough. But I didn't find any earlier production you both were involved in.
To Geneva, it never was actually performed.
Oh? Please enlighten me.
To Geneva, Joe and I met during a master class when I had just moved here, and we worked on fragments of The Pride.
You mean the play by Alexei K. Campbell?
Al-Kazani.
Yes, that one. And then we had the crazy idea about putting on a full performance of it, so we worked on it for a while.
It's considered one of the most important LGBT plays of recent years.
Al-Kazani.
Yes, we felt it had an important message. And we found it interesting as actors, too, of course. The challenges of doubling the role in particular is something any actor would find exciting, I believe. There's a lot more to the play than just the themes it explores.
It's still an intriguing choice for two young male actors. You've always been very open about being gay, Mr. Al-Kazani, but Mr. De Geneva, you've never denied nor confirmed any rumors. You were photographed recently, however, showing...
De Geneva, I know, I...
Al-Kazani, an actor doesn't always have to be gay to play a gay part. I mean, that's exactly what an actor does, interpret someone else.
De Geneva, Joe, it's fine. It's time.
Al-Kazani, Nikki, you don't...
De Geneva, I am gay.
Tweet at Q, Friday, December 3rd, 7:24.
Tell me you read that interview in The Sun. Tell me you read it. Nikki De Geneva confirmed what we little fishes have known forever. Hashtag Casanova.
Replies 85,006. Likes 560,266. Retweets 58,122.
Tweet at Niccolo De Geneva Monday, December 6th, 8 o'clock. After the publication of the interview with At Al Tayyib and myself in hashtag Sun, I want to confirm that I am indeed gay. Out of respect for certain people, I didn't come out publicly earlier. I hope you will continue to support me as before. Grazie.
Replies 13,667. Likes 50,211. Retweets 587. Tweet at Al Tayyib, Tuesday, December 7th, 9:24. Retweeted tweet by at Niccolo De Geneva.
Everyone should have the right to come out in their own time. I haven't always been understanding of this fact in the past, and I apologize for that. Proud of you, at Niccolo De Geneva, and welcome to the bright side, Rainbow.
Replies 23,596. Likes 1,896,112. Retweets 7,834. Text messages Thursday, December 16th, Friday, December 17th. Joe, 22:47.
Do you have Nikki's number?
Booker, 22:51.
Nikki? Who's Nikki?
Joe, 22:52.
You know who Nikki is.
Joe, 22:58.
Fuck you, Niccolo.
Joe, 23:09.
Booker, you're a bastard. Did you know that?
Booker, 23:11.
Oh, Niccolo De Geneva? Why would I have his number? More importantly, why do you need his number?
Joe, 23:12.
I want to send him a text. Aren't you all chummy with his agent? River or something?
Booker, 23:13.
Nile. I'll ask her. Now, if you could stop bothering me, I'm off the clock and I have company.
Joe, 23:14.
Oh, company of the pretty kind? If so, what's she see in you?
Joe, 23:35.
Are you ignoring me?
Joe, 23:47.
Book?
Joe, 0006.
Did you turn off your phone?
Joe, 0023.
Fuck you. I hate being the only single one.
Booker, 8:12.
I thought you were happily single.
Joe, 8:43.
Fuck you, Booker.
Queer, interview with Niccolo De Geneva, excerpt, Tuesday, December 21st.
You came out not very long ago after being very close-lipped about your love life for years. Was that a conscious decision?
Well, I hadn't planned to blurt it out during an interview, but I'd come to resent being in the closet, as people say. I don't regret being out in the open now.
Why didn't you talk about it earlier, then?
To be completely honest, I was trying to protect, if you will, some other people. My mother, in fact. She would have found it very difficult to understand, and I didn't ever plan to be, involved with a man, so I saw no reason to cause her pain.
That's admirable, I'm sure, although I don't understand what you mean by not planning on being involved with someone.
I don't really want to go into that very much. Let's just say that I loved and lost. I know there will not ever be anyone else for me, so I am content to be single. But it still is good to not have to pretend. I already have to play a role at work. I don't want to play one in my private life. A tragic love story. Sometimes real life can be stranger than any play.
I'm glad you do no longer have to play that role, Mr. DeGeneva.
I am too. I plan to be involved in the community a bit more. I may not exactly be the best role model being in the closet for so long, but I do believe there can be genuine reasons for not coming out until the circumstances are right. I know other people disagree and think it's imperative to be out, vocal about one's sexuality, but they are right, of course. We need people who are in no way ashamed of who they are. I admire those people, just if anyone who reads this isn't ready to be like that, I think that's okay, too. It's okay to live one's own truth, I think. Beautiful words to end this interview with. Thank you, Mr. DeGeneva. Grazie mille.
Text messages Thursday, December 23rd. Joe, 10:26. Nikki, I'm sorry. Joe, 10:29. It's Joe, BTW. I got your number through our agents. Nikki, 10:32.
Hello, Joe.
I knew it was you. I had your number still saved in my phone. I am sorry. I think I am missing something. What are you apologizing for?
Nikki.
Joe, 10:33.
I read the interview in Queer.
Nikki, 10:35.
I don't understand.
Nikki. Joe, 10:35.
About putting all that pressure on you back then.
You're right. Everybody has the right to come out when and how they want, even if that's never.
Nikki, 10:40. I forgave you a long time ago, Joe.
But thank you for your message. It means a lot to me.
Nikki.
Joe, 10:41.
Thank you too, Nikki.
Hey, Booker says you're auditioning for Ernest? Jack or Algernon?
Nikki, 10:43. I hadn't really decided yet. Are you also auditioning?
Nikki.
Joe, 10:44.
Was thinking Algernon. You want to do Jack? Would be nice to keep up our streak of successes together, no?
Nikki, 10:47. You are right. It's nice to work with you.
It always has been.
Jack it is, then.
Nikki.
Joe, 10:56.
Want to go over the audition scenes together? You free after Christmas? Maybe the 29th? You can come over to my place if you want.
Nikki, 10:59.
I would enjoy that. I will see you next Wednesday then. Should I bring anything? I can cook.
Nikki.
Wavelength Blog, Sunday, January 2nd. Happy New Year, darling fishies. Did you guys see that picture of our newly out-of-the-closet Nikki DeGeneva with arms full of grocery bags ringing the door of his lovely colleague, the one he holds in the highest esteem, as per his own press release? Listen, baby fishes, I don't know about you, but as far as I am concerned, baby Joe and baby Nikki fell hopelessly in love while working on that play they wanted to perform but never did because of a horrible breakup, no doubt. But you've read Nikki's own words. All that talk about letting happiness slip away and having already met his match. He's clearly still in love with Joe. Who wouldn't be, right? Have you seen those curls, that grin, those laughter lines? And what other way does a nice Italian boy have to woo the love of his life but food?
I've heard it whispered that our favorite actors have been preparing for an audition together, which may well be, but yours truly chooses to believe it didn't end with some rehearsing. Surely there was some seductive tasting of some gooey dessert from each other's spoons, too. And let's admit it, unless you're just not into men whatsoever, ain't nobody going to be able to resist those big blue eyes on Nikki for long. All this to say, darling readers, that I will not be surprised in the least when the two protagonists of our delicious love story will be spotted in a heated embrace soon. You read it here first. Love, Q. Press release. Booker Le Livre, on behalf of Yousef Al-Khizani, Tuesday, January 11th. Yousef Al-Khizani is happy to announce he will be organizing theater camps for LGBTQ plus youth again this summer, after the success from last year. To accommodate for the demand, 3 time slots will be offered to, in total, 300 children and teenagers. The program will focus on theater, but will also offer access to trained psychologists and medical services for attendees. Mr. Al-Khizani is glad to have secured the services of several professionals and LGBTQ plus activists. He will also be assisted by some well-known names in the theater field, most of whom are also part of the LGBTQ plus community, such as theater critic James Copley, director Celeste Johnson, and fellow actors Lycan Naroji and Niccolo De Genova. As was the case last year, Mr. Al-Khizani's foundation will provide financial aid to attend the program for participants meeting the requirements. Questions can be directed to Mr. Le Livre at Le Livre Agency. Tweet at Q, Tuesday, January 11th, 1611. Quick update. Hashtag K Sonova are going to be together most of summer during Joe's theater camp. Who do I have to bribe to mess up the accommodation bookings so there's only one bed available for the two of them? At Al Taib, at Niccolo De Genova. More soon on hashtag wavelength blog. Replies 120,561. Likes 885,691. Retweets 75,009. Text messages Tuesday, January 11th. Booker, 1732. Great idea from Q on Twitter. Should I make it happen? Joe, 1737. Fuck off, Book. I can take care of my own love life. Joe, 2024. Maybe keep it in mind. Tweet at Al Taib, Friday, January 21st, 1246. Ready to offend the audience tonight? Classic play by Handke, brought to the stage in a way you've never seen before. Directed by at Scythian Axe, starring yours truly, at Tabitha Tay, at B.B. Brown, and the marvelous at Niccolo De Genova, couldn't have done it without you. Replies 55,204. Likes 1,459,866. Retweets 15,480. The Time Culture Section, Saturday, January 22nd. We thought Handke's Publikum Beschimpfung, or Offending the Audience, as it is probably better known to our readers, would at least be a safe choice from any added contextual layers, since, well, there are none. We were wrong. Ms. Taylor and Mrs. Brown put up a losing fight against current theater powerhouses, Mr. Al-Khizani and Mr. De Genova. Ms. Scythia, in her directorial debut, obviously casted the gentlemen more on the basis of the rumors surrounding them, vis-a-vis their personal lives, rather than on the merits of their oeuvre. We at least do not understand the choice of having the men gaze at each other softly while biting insults at the audience, nor do we understand the decision by the costume department to have them undress partially throughout the play, especially since this is complicated greatly by the fact that their hands are literally tied together. The set is breathtaking, though, with water running through clear basins and reflecting the light of dozens of floating candles. It is a pity that this does not warrant the admission fee, the taxi, and the babysitter, so if you want to enjoy a night on the town, please do not waste it on this production. 0.5 star out of 5. We would have given 1, but the rippling water was hard on our bladder after a while. Morning Herald Weekend Supplement, Saturday, January 22nd. The Utopia Theater, never shy of experimenting, has hit it out of the ballpark when they engage Miss Cynthia to direct their production of Offending the Audience. Miss Cynthia, who has no theater experience, chose not to be encumbered by traditional ways of staging the play, and in fact went one step further with the general theme of the meaninglessness of the words spoken on stage by showing something completely different than what the lines of the play suggest. Instead of turning the cast against the audience, she has them instead turned towards each other. Miss Cynthia shows us two same-sex relationships unfolding on the stage. Brown and Taylor portray the initial stages, the exploration, the butterflies, the uncertainty, by dancing around each other, shyly touching each other, and blushing as if caught in the act when they turn away from each other to deliver their lines. DeGenovette and Al Kazani are at a further stadium, literally ripping the clothes off each other's bodies. The set merely added to the suggestion, with the water an obvious representation for other fluids, carrying the flames, symbolizing young and fragile love. We only have to deduct points for holding back. In this day and age, where we have already seen and smelled live masturbation on stage, surely nobody would have batted an eye at Al Kazani and DeGenova going all the way to nude instead of ending up in an unsatisfactory getup of half-torn shirts, briefs, and a sock each. And the blackout, when their lips were millimeters away from each other, could, by less kind reviewers, be considered queer baiting, a missed opportunity. Tweet at Niccolo DeGenova, Tuesday, January 25th, 1936. Thank you, everybody, for the lovely support for Offending the Audience. When the cast and crew love working together, it shows on stage. I am blessed. Tickets are still available. Performance is run until mid-February. Reply 22,165. Likes 56,455, retweets 1,099. Text messages, Saturday, February 12th. Booker, 1912. Hey, gorgeous, you're running late. You're not ditching me on Valentine's, are you? Nile, 1918. OMW, had an emergency from Nikki. He called me to ask me where to take a date. On Monday. A date. On Valentine's. Nikki. Booker. 1919. Key smash. Exclamation points. Let me check Joe's calendar. Booker. 1927. Joe just blocked all Monday evening for a rehearsal. He must think I'm stupid. Tweet at Al Taib. Monday, February 14th, 2051. Happy Valentine's Day. Felice San Valentino. Replies 94,560. Likes 2,056,986. Retweets 36,554. Tweet at Q, Monday, February 14th, 2055. Retweeted tweet by at Al Taib. I am interrupting Valentine's date night with my wife for this. He tweeted in Italian, bring the popcorn. Hashtag Casanova forever. Replies 256,155. Likes 1,506,590. Retweets 120,653. Text messages. Monday, February 21st. Joe, 12:07. Can you clear my schedule after Ernest? 6 weeks should do it. Also, I'm going to need a few appointments with the tailor. Booker, 12:08. What? Why? Joe, 12:11. I don't pay you to ask questions. Booker, 12:11. I'm your best friend. Questions are free. Booker, 12:17. Come on, Joe. Booker, 12:33. I'll figure it out anyway, you know. This have anything to do with your impromptu rehearsal last week? Booker, 13:04. Joe. Yusuf Ibrahim Muhammad Al-Kazani. Booker, 13:29. Do I need to release the pictures from Paris? Booker, 13:54. Are you too busy rehearsing with Nikki to answer? Joe, 15:41. Fuck off, Book. Tweet at Niccolo di Genova, Wednesday, March 2nd, 724, preparing for the importance of being earnest with At Al-Tayyib, so lucky to be doing what I love with people I love, heart.
Replies 56,112, likes 100,269, retweets 1,459.
The Times Culture section, Saturday, March 5th. It is with considerable regret that we announce this will be our last review for this publication. It seems modern theater has evolved into a direction we cannot and will not condone, no matter how popular. Vulgarity and a blatant disrespect for pillars of our dramatic culture should never be acquiesced, and even less when done with a clear view to sell tickets. The importance of being earnest has not survived more than a century as a cornerstone of English theatrical literature to be abused as a vehicle for the frankly overrated Al-Khazani and DeGeneva to promote their personal life choices. We do not exaggerate when we label their latest effort a crime against art and a barbaric mutilation of a beloved play. To add insult to injury, the theater refused to acknowledge our demand for a full refund, though it was clear we were visibly shaken and distressed by the brutal shock we had endured. They cited the standing ovation at the end of the performance to deny our perfectly valid request. In order to protect ourselves from further traumatic experiences, we will no longer review any plays. Much as it pains us to leave our readers without a firm guide in their endeavors in the world of the stage arts, we can only hope we can do our loyal subscribers one last service in telling them to absolutely without exception stay away from the theater until this kind of uncivilized behavior is firmly rooted out.
Morning Herald Weekend Supplement, Saturday, March 5th. What an absolute success. There are not enough laudations to bestow on yesterday's The Importance of Being Earnest at the Palace. It was beyond our wildest expectations, and you know we did go in with the highest of hopes, given the outstanding cast, including Yusuf Al-Khazani and Niccolo di Genova, who have had tongues wagging recently about their successful collaboration, both on and off stage. Finally, finally, we did not leave the venue disappointed and unsatisfied, and neither did di Genova or Al-Khazani, I would wager. Such a refreshing reading of the classic, too, with Jack and Algernon deciding to leave the volatile ladies and instead give in to the clear chemistry between them. Oscar Wilde would undoubtedly approve. The kiss the protagonist shared at the end of the play was nothing short of titillating. We know Al-Khazani and di Genova are top-notch actors, but there was nothing acted about the way di Genova's hands sunk into Al-Khazani's beard or Al-Khazani's audible sigh of contentment. They were rewarded with an ovation that lasted several minutes and only ended when the actors reluctantly stepped apart. Di Genova did look particularly fetching with a deep blush, so it's no wonder Al-Khazani kept staring at him when greeting the audience. It didn't surprise me in the least that neither of them appeared in the foyer afterwards. If you could still manage to get your hands on a ticket anywhere, this play is an absolute must-see.
Tweet at Al-Tayyib, Tuesday, April 22nd, 9:47.
Whew! That was a formidable run of earnest. Taking some time off now to work on a few projects with At Niccolo di Genova. Pleased to announce we will perform The Pride this fall. We will be in Malta for a while to rehearse, among other things.
Shocked face, heart, kiss. Shocked face, groom, ring, hearts.
Replies 184,035. Likes 3,105,446. Retweets 70,588.
The end.